True story. Look, say, true story. Toiled all night, but have taken nothing. I don't like to come up empty-handed, do you? No. If I'm going to labor, I want there to be fruit of my labor. Results of my efforts. And this is what I want to say to you. I feel like the Lord has spoke to my spirit. I want you to say this with me. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I want to preach for just a few minutes. We need a nevertheless attitude. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how tired I am. It doesn't matter how they treated me. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let down the net. I'm going to give it one more try. I've done it in my strength. I've lived on my understanding. I've done this based on my expertise. Hallelujah. But I've come up short. And at thy word, I will let down the net. Let's pray one more time in Jesus' name that we hear what the Spirit will say to us as a church and as an individual. Come on, can you lift your voice again? Praise God for His holy word. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come on, pray fervently for just a moment. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Weariness in the camp. Been toiling all night. Oh, Jesus, help me to hear your word today and to receive it and to do accordingly. Oh, God, send it forth and give us, I pray, the ability to hear you, oh, Lord, and respond without reluctance or reservation. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody cry out to the Lord. Somebody praise him because he's a God that talks. He's not a statue. He's a God that talks, and he's a God who has power. And when the word of a king is, there is power. Come on, clap your hands again. Shout yes. You may be seated. When I woke up this morning, my clock went off at a certain time on my phone. And my body said, no, 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 it can't be. It can't be that time already. I feel like I just went to sleep. But I looked at the clock, and yes, it was accurate. It was true. But I did not like what I saw, and I did not appreciate what I heard. But I realized, amen, that I had work to do. I had an assignment. I had God, amen, had put something in my spirit to deliver to the people. And so I had to say right then and right there, nevertheless, I will get off this bed and I will go to prayer. And I will talk with God and I will worship God. And I will open my spirit up, amen, in hope that he will talk back to me. Hallelujah. I pray that in this church and in every individual, there would be an attitude of nevertheless. It may not be convenient for you right now. It may not be comfortable where you are. But oh, if we could have a nevertheless attitude, then it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how tired I am. I will obey the voice of God. So I had to get up against my will. And if you and I are going to walk with God and do the will of God, we have to learn to say no to our will and our wants and our desires and say yes to his will and his wants and his desire. It's all about living in the kingdom. It's all about abiding under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is God. He is sovereign. He's large and in charge. and he could dictate and dominate and manipulate if he wanted to. But he chooses not to impose his lordship upon you. And you've heard the scripture say, Jesus and Matthew, him that is weary and heavy laden, let him come to me. Don't expect me to just come, amen, into your life and just take you under my arm and just lead you wherever you need to go. God doesn't work that way. No. Our God has character. Our God is meek and lowly. Hallelujah. And he says, come to me and you take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And you'll find out some things. You'll discover some things. You'll get to know my personality and my character. And the longer you submit to me, amen, my yoke, the more revelation you will receive. Come on, I believe that you can live for God anywhere. I believe that you can live for God anywhere. I believe that you can live for God in a valley, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of famine. I believe that you can live for God anywhere. Doesn't mean you have to be happy about everything, amen, because happiness is a choice, but joy is a part of the kingdom. And if I'm going to live for God, I got to realize that the joy of the Lord is my strength, and he lives in me. That means his joy abides. Oh, praise the Lord. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. In other words, he was saying, on the grounds of what you say, I will do it. I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like talking to them. I don't want to talk to them, but on the grounds of what you say, I will go, I will do, I will let down the net, I will repent of my sins, I will be baptized in Jesus' name on the grounds of what you say. Let's praise the Lord together. Hallelujah. Now listen. This didn't happen in a church service. There was no choir, no praise team. Nobody shouting with a voice of triumph. No gifts of the Spirit. Brother Powell wasn't dancing. He was holding on to the side of the boat. Amen, because they were going in deep waters. Amen, when you go in deep waters, I'm telling you, it can get rough out there. It can get rough out there, but I'm telling you, there's some species. There's some things out in the deep water you can't find in the shallow water. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's some big things, amen, that God wants to release into your life. But before he does, he's telling you, come on out. It's time to go a little deeper. It's time to get out of the kiddie pool where it's comfortable and step out just a little bit deeper, because I got something to do for you. I got something to say to you, something to accomplish, something I want to teach you. Amen. Nevertheless, being persecuted, nevertheless, being assaulted, nevertheless, being abused, nevertheless, been demoted, nevertheless, I should have been promoted, but I was demoted, nevertheless, no one called me this week, been in the hospital for days, nobody called me, nevertheless, I'm not in it for a man, I'm in it because there's a cause, and it's the cause that I need to be saved, it's cause I want to see Jesus. I'm not serving God because you serve God, I serve God because I need him. Does anybody need him today? Does anybody need him today? Been in the church for 20 years, I still need God. Been in the church for 30 years, I still need God. I still need fresh manna from heaven. I still need a fresh word from God. Somebody say, nevertheless. I wish you would praise God with a loud voice all over this place. Shout, nevertheless. Come on, you know where you are. You've been toiling all night. Some of you come up empty-handed. Some of you are frustrated. You don't know why you're where you are. But on the grounds of the word of God, though he slay me, yet, somebody say, that's my choice. I choose I choose. God doesn't make it all happen, but he gives you the power to make it happen. As many as believed on him, to them he gave the power to become. Huh? He gives you the power to become. He gives you power. He gives you knowledge. He gives you wisdom so that you will go forth and do the works that he has given you to do. Praise God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I remember years ago, I was building homes, mobile home manufacturer, worked for Fleetwood Homes and worked for Clayton Homes. There were people that gave me a hard time, I'm telling you. They slandered me, and I almost got in a few fights, but a soft answer turneth away wrath. But I'm telling you, it was rough. There was one guy there. I wanted him to, I don't know, get fired or fall off the scaffold. I mean, that's just how I was feeling. That's how I was feeling in my flesh. I said, Lord, you see that guy? He's a bully. He's picking on me. I'm tired of being picked on. I want to punch him in his big old stomach. I'm telling you, I was mad as a hornet. You know what a hornet is? A little hornet in the ground. I was mad. And then there was times where I thought I was going to lose my mind. I thought that I'm going crazy. I'm about to lose my mind. Now, that was 15 years ago. I've been in church a little over 20 years, and 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I'm about to lose my mind. I don't even know. I can't get victory. I'm being bombarded with all these waves. People are talking about me. People are not receiving my message. They're rejecting me. They're ridiculing me. They're labeling me, falsely accusing me, trying to smear the reputation of the name that I bear. I was no longer living on a feeling, because there was no feeling but anger and frustration and a spirit of vengeance, retaliation. They were smiting me on my cheek, and I had to say in my spirit, nevertheless, I'll turn the other cheek. Nevertheless, I will be faithful unto God. Nevertheless, I will still pray. I will still trust God. I can't conquer them with my flesh, but I will go to my Father. Nevertheless, I will trust him. And he let me know that some things he sent into my life to bring out things in my nature that did not please him and did not bring glory to him or his kingdom. And I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, sometimes you think it's the devil, but it's actually God sending you into a mess because he wants to bring about a message in your life so that you can become the method whereby truth is brought forth. Oh, somebody praise the Lord. I'm in the hand of God. I'm in the hand of the potter. Nevertheless, it's uncomfortable, but nevertheless, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm in the army. The enemy's shooting at me. Nevertheless, 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 I will trust. I will obey. Come on, this is not a tomorrow word. This is a now word. If you get the now word, you can live tomorrow. Hallelujah. Is anybody hearing right now? Is anybody hearing right now? Are you comfortable where you are? There's a difference between being content and being comfortable. I've learned you can be content and not comfortable. I've learned you can be content and not happy about it. Hallelujah. You think Paul was happy about all the trials? Huh? Being beat, being whipped, being stoned, left for dead, shipwrecked, abandoned, paddling on a little piece of board to get to shore. No, he wasn't happy about it, but there was a peace that was resident in him. And he stood up one day after living through a lot of things. And he said, Brother Mike, None of these things move me. None of these things move me. Why? Because he had an attitude. Nevertheless, nevertheless, nevertheless. Stone him again. Stone him again. He's blaspheming. Stone him. Beat him. Spit on him. Smear his reputation. Cancel his engagements. Nevertheless, nevertheless, I'm not in it to please people. I'm in it to please him. Hallelujah. And if I please him, many people's going to be blessed. Many people's going to be helped because I live a life that pleases God. I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking to somebody in this place. Let's raise our voice today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message may be only for three or four, but so be it. Why don't we just rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep. Hallelujah. Let God just speak to us. Amen. Well, they didn't call me. They didn't recognize me. They misquoted my name. I'd done the work, but they gave them the credit. Nevertheless, nevertheless, I was scheduled to preach that conference, but they canceled me, and they called somebody else. Hello, God's trying your spirit. He wants to check your attitude. Hello, because your attitude determines your altitude. Hallelujah. If God can't trust you in the prison, you ain't going to the palace. Hello, if God if he can't trust you in the prison, you're not going to the palace. Come on, promotion still comes from above. Don't be self-willed. Don't be presumptuous. Wait on the Lord. Be faithful unto God, even to death. Somebody ought to scream in this house, nevertheless, nevertheless. I've been poured into the vessel of misunderstanding. Nevertheless, 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 I'm going to keep on coming. I'm going to keep on praying. Why? Because he said I can. Because he said I can. Why do you do the things you do, Brother Sapp? Because he said I can. He said I can. He said it through Paul. I can do all things. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. I just gotta feel this. I just gotta get in this. I gotta marinate for a moment. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you don't encourage me. But nevertheless, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Hallelujah. People blame you for things. They say it's your fault, Job. You done something wrong. Nevertheless, 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 though he slay me, not the devil slay me, but though he slay me, yet. You see, because the devil is actually on a leash. You think the devil just comes and goes as he pleases? Huh? And does whatever he wants to you, wants to do to you whenever he wants to do? He had to get permission for everything he did to Job. Lord said, okay, this is as far as you can go. This is as far as you're going, Lou. Now, was Job depressed? Yeah. He was depressed. He cursed the day of his death. Somebody said, that's depression. He was oppressed in his flesh, and he was depressed in his spirit. But he said, though he slay me, though he slay me, though he put me in prison. Oh, Joseph. Joseph came to revelation. What you thought for evil, God meant. What you thought for evil, God meant for good. To save many people. So what you're going through isn't just for you. God's planning to use you to save many people. Woo! I'm telling you, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. God knows right where you are. Hold on and say, nevertheless, I will keep my integrity. Hallelujah. Because I'm concerned about the kingdom coming, manifesting in my life. Let's lift our hands. Woo! Come on, the Holy Ghost is speaking to all of us. Come on, there's something for everybody. Hallelujah. Some may be near and some may be far. And some may be further than that. But nevertheless, why don't you just lift your hands anyhow? You don't have to feel nothing to praise God. You don't have to feel nothing to bless the Lord at all times, because most of the time I don't feel it. But therefore I will bless the Lord at all times, because He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, God is not a drug. We don't come to Him just to get a fix. We come to Him because we need a relationship, and He desires relationship with us. There's a big difference. There's a vast difference between leaning upon your understanding and leaning upon His understanding. God gave me revelation today, Brother Luma, that when I walk in accordance to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, I'm walking in the order of the kingdom. Is a kingdom just a Sunday thing or a Wednesday thing? But everywhere Jesus went, He preached repentance, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, if I cast out devils by the finger of God, then you know the kingdom has come. The kingdom has come. The rule and the reign of God. How many needs God? You may not want it, because no one likes to submit to lordship. We like to be Lord. We like to call the shots. We like to make the plans. We like to determine our schedule. But what if we live by divine schedule? Oh, what if we live by divine schedule? Hallelujah. Cancel my plans, Jesus. Nevertheless. I feel like going crazy right now, because God's given understanding to us. Hallelujah. Kids picking on me at school. I feel like a failure. I cussed in Jerusalem. Hello, Peter. He cussed, and everybody heard him. Huh? But God helped him redevelop that nevertheless spirit. Amen. In the same city he cursed is the same city he preached Christ and Him crucified. And 3,000 people were added to the church because he had a nevertheless spirit. Sometimes you need a resurrection of a nevertheless attitude. Turn to Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. Real quick, put it on the screen. Last couple verses. Brother Christopher Green was preached on that the other day. Habakkuk chapter 3. I'll go there as soon as you go there. If you will, I will. That's the concept. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, somebody say, nevertheless. Neither shall fruit be in the vines, somebody say. The labor of the olive shall fail. And the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off. That's bad news. That's bad news, Brother Dwight. My girlfriend don't like me no more. Probably because you've been dating her for 6 years and you never did. Say, hello. Okay, I didn't. the flock shall be cut off from the fold. Nevertheless, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. It's lean. It's lean. But he said, what? Nevertheless. He said, yet I will. Notice the order here. You see, he got a prophetic revelation. And he projected that. And it's still with us today. And we can glean. Yet, it doesn't matter what's going on. Because my praise is not conditional. Me living for God is not conditional. Hello, somebody say unconditional Christianity. High, low. Lot of money, turkey on the stove, or I'm just eating dove and rice. Chicken feet. Hello, somebody. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Hey. Somebody say, I will. Next verse. Next verse. The Lord God is my strength, and he will. What he's saying, if you will, I will. If you'll just let down those nets, Peter, I will show you my glory. I will reveal to you what I can do. Hallelujah. I've got a lot of things in my storehouse ready to be loosed upon your life. And it is based on you doing what I say do. Let's all stand together. Yet I will rejoice. And if I will learn to rejoice, he will. He will what? He will make my feet like hinds feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places. And he says to the chief singer on my string instrument, I wish I could play the keyboard. I'd make up a song right now. I would sing it just like that. Let's make one up real quick. Are you ready? The Lord God is my strength. I know sometimes you just get in those rapping moods. Huh? Some of you may have to have some. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet. He will make me. He will make me. He will make me to walk on high places. Whatever. If you like it, gospel style, country style, contemporary style, sing a song. Sing a song. Sing a song. Why? Because if you will, he will. Nevertheless, I'm tired and I'm weary. But nevertheless, I'm going to lower the net. If you never lower the net, you'll never see what he's able to do. Not just for you. This is bigger than me. Let's take a look. Whew. And when they had done this, I'm still in Luke. I feel Jehovah Jireh in the place. Somebody just needs to look up and spot the ram that God sent and caused him to be tangled in that thicket. God has a provision, but he don't give it to beggars. He gives it to those who obey him. And we see the result of obedience. And when they had this done, when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. And their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners. God's doing something big. Hallelujah. And he's wanting you to be a part of it. Hallelujah. They beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. Hallelujah. God's sending a harvest so big. Your ship can't hold it. your net can't hold it. God's doing something big. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You thought you were just going to win one or two souls in a lifetime. God's got big plans, Brother Brad. That campus ministry, Sister Danielle. Sarah at FAU, God's got big plans. It's time to go to the deep water. It's time to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Don't base your ministry on your experience or your expertise, but base your ministry on what He says. And learn not to follow a feeling, but to follow a voice. And they came and filled both ships. You know what I've been thinking? Been praying? All these Christian congregations, those who believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I've been praying for every one of them to receive the revelation. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And Saul said, Lord, who art thou? And the Lord spoke back and said, I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus. We've been persecuted a long time. Nevertheless, I'm going to keep on praying because God's got a work to do in this generation. And it's bigger than us. It's bigger than this school. It's more than we can hold, Brother Boland. Hallelujah. Filled both ships so that they began to sink. That's a big harvest. That's a big harvest. That's a big harvest. You say, well, if I sacrifice enough. No. No. A lot of sacrifices you make because you didn't obey God in the first place. A lot of sacrifices we make out of remorse and guilt because we didn't obey His voice the first time. And the repercussion and consequence of disobedience has nearly devastated us. And now we're coming. God knows how to get you back. God knows how to get you back. I'd rather humble myself than for God to humble me. Let me close. You can go ahead and just tap a little bit on those keys. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, doctor said you ain't got but 6 months to live. What's that compared to eternity? He must not know my dad. Because where He leads me, I will follow. And sometimes He leads me through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes He leads me into that wilderness. And there I'm afflicted and tempted and tried. But I shall come out as pure gold. I'm prophesying to myself because the Lord is with me. Selah. Nevertheless, it's not because of what I can do by myself, but it's what I can do through Him who strengthens me. If God don't provide the strength, then don't attempt to do it. Get permission before you go. Say, if the Lord will, then we will go, or we will do. Lift our hands to God. Just try to follow me. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for the morrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave perfect consolation. Let my trials only come to make me strong.
You know, if you got a nevertheless spirit, you can say, through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Come on, church, say through it all. That's it, Brother Cornelius. Sing it, brother. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Well, I thank Him for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valley, and I thank Him for all the storms He's brought me through.
Come on, just think about it. Just think about it. Just think about it.
If I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve it. I'd never know what faith in His word could do.
Why don't you touch somebody by the on the shoulder and say, through it all,
through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned trust in God. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. And the church said, through it all.
Why don't you just make your way? Amen. Amen. For just move a little bit. Just move a little bit. Hallelujah. Tell somebody in the spirit, just give me some room. I need to talk to God. Hallelujah. I need to exercise this nevertheless spirit.
Through it all, I've learned to depend.
Sister Sharon, can you sing verse number one?
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for the morrows. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave perfect consolation that my trials only come to make me strong.
If you feel it, say through.
Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust.
I've learned
trusting God.
Come on, it doesn't matter how many times you've fallen. Get up again. Get up again.
Trust.
Been to prison.
Through it all.
That's it, Brother Howell.
Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come on, behold. To obey is better than sacrifice. Some sacrifices you'll never need to make if you just learn to obey His voice. Hallelujah. Obey. That's right. Come on. The Lord knows where you are, and He knows where that blessing is that you need. In the spirit, in heavenly places. But sometimes you just gotta cut some cords. Cut some cords. Jesus said, launch out. Come on, do you hear the Holy Ghost talking to you? Launch out. You've been doing things your way long enough. Come on, we've been doing things our way long enough. It's time to discover what deity can do. It's time to discover what deity can do, what Jesus can do, as I submit to Him and obey His voice. Jesus knew where the fish were. He knew where the school of fish were. Even in the depth of that sea, he knew. And so He led them to the right place at the right time. And that's a word for somebody. God's trying to lead you to the right place at the right time so that you receive what He has ordained for your life. Because as He releases it into your life, it's going to fill you, it's going to fill your house, and it's going to spill over into your neighborhood and among your relatives. And the next thing you know, you're going to have revival. Revival. Harvest time. In people you thought couldn't be saved. I feel like rolling right now. Sometimes we think they're too far gone. Sometimes we think, oh no, they're messed up too bad. They're on too many drugs. They got too many piercings. They got too many tattoos. They've been doing too much drugs. Don't underestimate the power of our King. Don't underestimate the power of Him who called us to be a part. Come on, just pray. Just talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, no more excuses. Don't blame anybody else. What they did is done. Now it's time to take what's left and give it to God. I don't have much left. I only have a few loaves of bread and a couple of fishes, but I'm going to bring what I got left to God. If you have a nevertheless spirit, God can bless what you have left.
Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
I've learned
to trust in God.
Oh,
through it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Can we do we?
Through it all.
We've said I. Now we're going to say we.
Through it all.
Why don't you encourage somebody? We're going
to
trust the Lord. We're going
to
trust the Lord together.
We have learned to trust.
Come on, two's better than one.
Oh. Through it all.
Yeah. Yes.
Through it all. We have learned to depend upon His word.
That's right. Unconditional obedience.
Through it all.
Unconditional obedience. Lord, let this cup pass from me. I don't want to suffer no more.
We have learned to trust in
Nevertheless,
Jesus.
Not as
we
I will,
to trust in
but thou will be done.
Through it all.
Through
it all. We have learned to depend upon His words. Do it all.
How many has ever been intimidated? You've been pressured. And we tend to cower
to trust in God.
Under the pressure of fear and intimidation.
It
it's time for you and me to say, nevertheless,
it
in spite of what I feel, I'm going to baptize them in the public pool. I'm going to baptize them right in front of everybody.
Through
Come on. Some will accept and some will reject. Nevertheless, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on, raise your voice again. God, oh, we give you praise today. What are you doing? I'm trusting in the Lord with all my heart, leaning not to my own understanding, but in all my ways, acknowledge Him, come into harmony with Him, that He directs my path.
Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
I've learned
to trust in God.
Oh, through it all. Oh, Watch this. Keep on praying. Don't let me stop you. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Crucifixion isn't a good thing. There was understanding in his spirit when he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Paul said to Timothy, for the which cause I also suffer. Shall suffer.
Suffer. Yeah, yeah.
I suffer these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nevertheless. Come on, Brother Powell. Say it loud.
Nevertheless.
Come on, praise singers. Let me hear you say, never. Come on, say it in the microphone. Nevertheless. Nevertheless, Brother Dwight, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able, Brother Dave, to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Come on, don't be hearers only, but be doers of the work. Let's pray one for another. I know it's been quite a lengthy service. Feel like I've been to a marathon. But can we pray one for another? Your brother needs you. Your brother needs you. Come on, let's pray one for another. Thank you for praying.
So take me by the hand. Together we will work until He comes. There's no force that can defeat us. We walk.
Come on, though all the world forsake me,
as long as
though the fiery darts have been shot at me,
we will stand.
They said I couldn't make it. They said I'd never preach again. They said that this disease was incurable. But nevertheless, I went and I heard the report of the Lord. I heard the report of the Lord. And I now believe the report of the Lord. I believe what Jesus said over what man said. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. Come on, you are blessed. You are blessed. And the word of blessing is in your mouth. Come on, we want every family prayed for. We want every family prayed for right now. In the name of Jesus, we want every family prayed for. That's it. Nevertheless. That's right, Brad. Pray for all those on your road. Pat, come on, join together. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter if you think Jesus and His church is crazy. Nevertheless, we're going to love you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to walk in the Spirit. We're going to sow the seed, the Word of God, in meekness and speak it in truth. That's it, Brother Fuller. That's it, Brother Cornelius. Hallelujah. That's it. In Jesus' name. Some of you may be bombarded every single day. You're tempted and tried every single day. You, you,
you feel lust and pride and greed. Some of you, every single day, I'm telling you, you need to say, nevertheless, nevertheless, I'm going to look to the author and the finisher of my faith.